This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Two dozen states have legalized marijuana and another 14 permit it for medical purposes. But ironically, this comes at a time when we're learning more each year about the health effects of cannabis. Why talk about it now? Well, various media outlets report that the Biden administration is working to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous Schedule III drug. Dr. Bertha Madras calls it a political decision, not a scientific one. She has spent 60 years studying drugs and has served as the psychobiology professor at Harvard Medical School. In 2015, the World Health Organization asked her to do a detailed review of cannabis and its medical uses. Her 41-page report concluded that there were few medical benefits and many medical harms. Alicia Finley provides a shorter summary of the health effects. For example, the addiction potential of marijuana is as high or higher than some other drug, especially for young people. About 30% of those who use cannabis have some degree of use disorder. By comparison, only 13.5% of drinkers are estimated to be dependent on alcohol. Another concern is the fact that marijuana does more lasting damage to the brain than alcohol, especially if the high potencies being consumed today. You know, many years ago, I had an author on my radio program who documented that cannabis could cause schizophrenia, but I received significant pushback from some of the audience. But we now have better evidence of this link from the latest scientific studies. On the other hand, there is some scant evidence that marijuana helps with very specific pain, but not for most others. Overall, there are few benefits and many health concerns. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.